Robin is convinced, as I am, that people use children as an excuse to stay in their comfort zones. It's an easy excuse not to do something adventurous. How to overcome the fear? Robin recommends two things. 1. Before embarking on a long international trip with your children for the first time, take a trial run for a few weeks. 2. For each stop, arrange a week of language classes that begin upon arrival and take advantage of transportation from the airport if available. The school staff will often handle apartment rentals for you, and you will be able to make friends and learn the area before setting off on your own. But what if your concern isn't so much losing your children, but losing your mind because of your children? Several families interviewed for this book recommended the oldest persuasive tool known to man, bribery. Each child is given some amount of virtual cash, 25 to 50 cents, for each hour of good behavior. The same amount is subtracted from their accounts for breaking the rules. All purchases for fun, whether souvenirs, ice cream, or otherwise, come out of their own individual accounts. No balance, no goodies. This often requires more self-control on the part of the parents than the children. How to get airfare at 50 to 80% off. This is not a book on budget travel. Most of the cost-cutting recommendations found in such guides are designed with the binge traveler in mind. For someone embarking on a mini-retirement, an extra $150 for hassle-free airfare, amortized over 2 months, is a better deal than 20 hours of manipulating frequent flyer points on an unknown airline or chasing questionable deals. Following 2 weeks of research, I once bought a one-way standby ticket to Europe for $120. I arrived at JFK brimming with enthusiasm and confidence. Look at all these schmucks paying retail. And 90% of the participating airlines refused my ticket. Those that didn't were booked for weeks solid. I ended up staying in a hotel for 2 nights for a $300 tab, filing a complaint with Amex, and eventually calling 1-800-FLY-EUROPE from the JFK terminal in frustration. I bought a round-trip ticket to London on Virgin Atlantic for $300 and left an hour later. The same ticket cost more than $700 a week earlier. After 25 countries, I found a few simple strategies that get you 90% of the possible savings without wasting time or producing migraines. 1. Use credit cards with reward points for large muse-related advertising and manufacturing expenses. I am not spending more money to get pennies on the dollar. These costs are inevitable, so I capitalize on them. This alone gets me a free round-trip international ticket each 3 months. 2. Purchase tickets far in advance, 3 months or more, or last minute, and aim for both departure and return between Tuesday and Thursday. Long-term travel planning turns me off and can be expensive if plans change, so I opt for purchasing all tickets in the last 4 or 5 days prior to target departure. The value of empty seats is $0 as soon as the flight takes off, so true last-minute seats are cheap.